Klaatu, Verada.
We're on express elevator to hell. Going down.
Oh, yes. There will be blood.
Now, take another look at the way he moves. Remember, Dailin. Almost like sleepwalking. Look at the face. It's vacant with a hint of sadness. The trunk has lost a bed.
Oh, dear Lord Jesus, this ain't happening, man. This can't be happening, man. This ain't happening.
He doesn't want us to cut through our chains. He wants us to cut through our feet.
Paranormal, is that what they're calling your kind these days?
We'll tear your soul apart.
Get away from her, you bitch!
Any zombies out there?
Don't say that.
What?
That.
What?
That. The Z word. Don't say it.
Why not?
Because it's ridiculous.
All right.
Are there any out there, though?
They're here.
This is now the United States of
EMZT Radio.
Welcome to another episode of EMZT Radio, where we talk horror. I am Bane Helfer with my partner, MJ.
Yo!
And what is the screen of the week that we missed?
It might be the whole thing this week. So literally, it might be the whole show. I mean, there's this little thing in San Diego this week. I don't know if you heard about it or not. Something called Comic-Con.
Oh yes.
Yeah, that little gathering that happens, you know, every year
that I keep missing.
Yeah, for some weird reason. If anybody's listening from Comic-Con, look, if you want to give us a boost, we'll do live podcasts from there. Trust me, we will.
Absolutely.
Come on, we all know why we want to go. Anyways, where do we start?
Where do we start?
I mean, literally everything came out. We could go with Penny Dreadful. We could go with American Horror Story. The Walking Dead debuted the season 5 trailer at Comic-Con. Even Harry Potter is in the news this week. Harry Potter has a new horror movie coming out this week. So, yeah, I can't wait to see this because the man is going to be horny. Thank you. I'll be
the
here all week.
The trailer looks really good.
Trailer looks awesome for this movie called Horns. I guess we can start there, right? Let's do that. Harry Potter, of course, is Daniel Radcliffe, for those of you who don't know or have been living under a rock for the last decade. He made his debut at Comic-Con over the week, unveiled a trailer for his upcoming horror film, Horns, which is a adaptation of a novel by Joe Hill. The panel reportedly began with the whole crowd singing happy birthday to the star of Harry Potter, who turned 25 on Wednesday, which is a...
25?
Yeah, I know, right? Harry Potter's 25. Christ.
Dude.
What's wrong? We are old, man. We're old. We're going to start screaming, get off my lawn pretty soon. Good Lord. Gumming jello. Radcliffe's character is named Ig Parrish. It's a small-town boy accused of killing his girlfriend. Of course, he actually did kill his girlfriend. He wakes up one morning to find a pair of horns growing on his head. The trailer shows Parrish's journey from a distressed boyfriend to a vengeful man as he seeks to find the real killer.
Okay.
So that is going to be that. Radcliffe was questioned by a fan at which acting medium he prefers. He says, film is where I grew up. There is no greater place of comfort. Although, for those of you who don't know, in between this movie and Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe was trying to become a more serious actor in a little play called Equus. And I bring that up for one reason. He got naked. That's
oh.
Yeah. That was the big thing about Equus, was that he got completely naked for that. Could you imagine? It's literally like there were probably people that just went to Equus for one reason.
To see him naked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We wanna see what Harry Potter looks like naked. and go home and write /, about him and Ron. Then you'll ever know.
Oh boy, man.
But at least now all the /s can be accurate when it comes to Harry Potter naked.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, Horns does look great, and I can't wait to see it, and I hope it.
Yeah.
I hope it does really, really good.
I think it might because of all the Harry Potter fans.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to be too. Is that opening weekend? I probably won't go opening weekend if I go to the theater at all. I don't spend a lot of money in the theaters anymore. Netflix kind of takes care.
Well, that's another discussion we can talk about.
Yeah, but you know, Netflix kind of takes care of a lot of that stuff for me now. But the truth of the matter is, that's what it's going to be opening weekend. If you want to see this opening weekend, prepare to be surrounded by Potterheads. Just going to say that. A lot of them will walk out disappointed and hurt. But, you know, never mind the fact Daniel Radcliffe has been in a couple of movies since Harry Potter. But that he's more well known for in his post-Potter life for Equus. Which I have no clue what Equus is. I just the only thing I know about it is he gets naked. That's all I know. So
when is opening day?
That's a good question. I think it's in November.
You know, that's definitely this year.
Yeah, that's the horror movie season is, you know, it's late
October, November.
Yeah, late September to early November. Usually about mid November is when Christmas starts. So, all the Christmas movies.
But, yeah, I'm not even fine.
I am. But speaking of Comic-Con in mid-November or mid-October. Huh?
More Comic-Con news.
Yes. Almost everything we got is coming out of Comic-Con this week. I mean, because let's face it, that's where most of the sci-fi and horror shows go to announce a lot of things. Let's not lie about it. I mean, it is the entertainment event that you need to go to. That's definitely a bucket list item, I think, is Comic-Con.
Need to go.
Yes, for anybody who hasn't gone, that is definitely a bucket list item. Speaking of mid-October, I should say, Walking Dead had their little panel discussion. And we saw the trailer for season 5.
Oh, don't tell me. I'm still on season 4.
Yeah, you're just starting season 4, but that's okay. You still got a couple of months to catch up. Okay. So, I mean, this one's going to be interesting because there's a lot of questions we're going to need to know. Obviously, it's already been announced. This is the last season in Georgia. And if you kept up with the comic books, you know where this is going. In the comic books, of course, they were going away from hunters. This time, it's the good, fine, friendly cannibals at Terminus.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I think we've been over this with Terminus that.
Yeah.
You still want to know where that meat came from? I think we got a pretty good clue. there are actual other storylines. You know, everybody's got to meet up eventually. But the one thing that really got me in the trailer, did you see Carol? I don't know if you've seen the trailer yet or not.
No, I haven't.
Oh, there is one view of Carol in blood, not her own blood. So I think we know how Carol gets into Terminus. She basically dresses up as a zombie and goes in with the zombies. So,
that's interesting.
Yeah. That's just a guess, folks. That's not a spoiler. I couldn't tell you that right now. If that is a fact or not. But You got just about everybody all psyched up for October 12th. I mean, it is completely all psyched up for October 12th. I completely forgot where I was going with this. There was something else I wanted to say about it. But, so there you go.
Well, you're just thinking October 12th, Walking Dead.
Yeah, you're just thinking October 12th, Walking Dead. And, you know, there was... I want to see where all this goes. Because, like I said, I mean, they got to get out of Georgia this year. They're going to Virginia. Okay, D.C., if you want to say that. But let's be honest.
Yeah,
they were
talking about that.
Yeah. Obviously, you haven't caught up to season four, so. But I mean, like I said, if you know the comic books very well, you know what's going on, and you also know that they go to Alexandria, not Washington D.C. Everybody keeps saying D.C. No, they're going to Alexandria. If they're going to get closer to the book.
Okay.
So, there's that. Of course, our other favorite show, which we spent time laughing at in the pre-show meeting, American Horror Story, was obviously the other point of interest at Comic-Con this week. And we got a lot of insight on Freak Show this week. The cast was officially announced. Kathy Bates and Evan Peters will be playing Ethel and Jimmy Darling. Angela Bassett will play Desiree Dupree. And how about this one? Michael Chiklis. And this is why we were laughing. Is that Michael Chiklis' character name? Now, he's going to be a muscle man. Like we told you in the last podcast, he's going to be a muscle man. How about this one? Del Toledo. It just sounds like either a bad Texas businessman or a 1970s rock and roll radio jock. Hey, Del Toledo and that. You know, it's like, oh, what was it? There you go, a little journey for you. Del Toledo, it's about 6 after the hour here on WPPPP. Another cool thing that came out over Comic-Con was Sarah Paulson. We saw her for the first time as Betty and Dot Tatler.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Betty and Dot Tatler are conjoined twins. Well, they're not really conjoined twins. They're just two heads.
They made her a two-headed woman.
Two-headed woman. Chicks look really good. Emma Roberts will play Maggie. There is no last name as of yet. And how about this? Jessica Lange will be playing a character called Elsa Mars. So,
and she'll be sporting that German accent.
She will be sporting that German accent, yes. You know who else will be sporting that German accent?
Who?
Of course, we all know who will be doing that. Yes, yes. Why did I say that? I have no clue. Yes, Jessica Lange will be sporting that German accent very well. As she is the German owner of... And I'm pretty sure I've just offended everybody in Germany. I like Hasselhoff. She'll be playing the German owner of the traveling circus. But we also got the core villain for this upcoming season. And I have to admit, it's going to be probably the perfect season for American Horror Story. I mean, it will go downhill after this. John Carroll Lynch will be one of the main bad guys in the upcoming season. Of course, for those of you who don't know who John Carroll Lynch is, why are you listening to this podcast? Lynch is obviously one of John Lynch's best known roles was in Zodiac. Remember, he was Arthur Lee Allen.
That's right.
In Zodiac. So, watch Zodiac if you want to see what he's going to be like in Freak Show, from what people are telling me.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. That was fun. another part. Let's see what. Did I just mess up something here? I probably did. It doesn't matter. Let's see here.
It's all trial and error, baby.
That's right. Ain't that the boy? Why'd you do that to him? Ain't that the boy? Okay. That will happen every once in a while. Another one of the big timers, Penny Dreadful, also was at Comic-Con.
That's a big thing, too.
Yeah. And they decided to bring the brooding horror to as the Hitflix title says. You know, Penny Dreadful, by the way, had to follow up the Hannibal panel. So just imagine the number of screaming girls there were.
Oh, I bet.
At about that 3 to 7 o'clock. Boy, I would have needed some extra Advil. Because you have Mads, and then you have the boys from Penny Dreadful. Although, it was, I guess one of the bigger news coming out of that was Eva Green was not there. So let's see if anybody decides to read too much into that. John Logan was there. Reeve Carney was there, Harry Treadway was there, and Josh Hartnett all decided to show up. And my favorite improv actor, Aisha Tyler, got to moderate that. So,
how'd it go?
It seemed to be pretty well, of course. You know, the women were screaming and yelling and all the other fun stuff. And I'm flipping through a lot of this. I'm trying to see if there was anything that jumped out, but nothing really jumped out. Everybody talked about their characters. You know, Dorian, of course, why is he so upset and all of his shame and sadness, that sort of thing. I mean, it's really a normal Q&A, and I really thought we were going to get some news coming out of that. And apparently we won't. But I thought I'd bring that up because, yes, the Hannibal people who got a reprieve from NBC also were before. The True Blood panel was also this week at Comic-Con. And everybody makes so much freaking deal out of it. And I mean, I know why. Everybody comes to see Alexander Skarsgård, obviously. He was not there. But I think he's off doing another movie.
Oh, that bastard.
Yeah, I think he was off doing another movie. they went through. But I have to admit, though, when it comes to True Blood, I think you can tell we're ramping up towards the end because, you know, the first couple of episodes was really bad. And this week's episode, I think Quentin Tarantino must have directed.
Really?
Good Lord, that thing was violent. You know, that's what happens when you take out the Yakuza, right? But it looks like we're getting towards the end of True Blood. And who could save all the Hep H vamps? We have our answer. Sarah Newland. Yeah, Sarah Newland.
What?
She will save all the... Oh, the vamps!
Yes. How is she going to do that?
Apparently, her blood has the antidote to the Hep B virus.
Her blood?
Her blood. So I guess it pays to be sleep... Oh, well, you know, we thought it would pay to sleep around. Obviously, it pays to be a psychotic sleeping around because the other promiscuous person in Bon Tom actually has Hep B. We found out this week that Miss Stackhouse has the virus, and when she went to save Bill, gave Bill Hep V.
Oh, jeez.
So here we go again.
Oh, boy.
Everybody's getting Hep V. That's the new craze, apparently, on True Blood. But, yeah, that's the wrap-up there with Penny Dreadful and True Blood sneaking it in, but I gotta ask. Now we're starting to ramp up to the bigger news. Mm-hmm. Were you a part of it? Were you a part of the greatest moment of humanity on Wednesday night? Were you a part of it? Actually, it was Thursday night.
No, because I was working.
Oh, then you missed it. The greatest thing to ever happen in humanity was Wednesday night, and it was Sharknado 2.
Oh, God.
Oh, this was the greatest thing that ever happened to humanity. If you don't think that the crazy, kooky Christian people are right about the end being near... Sharknado 2 set all kinds of records on sci-fi.
How so?
3.9 million viewers tuned in.
No way.
Yes, 3.9 million viewers tuned in Wednesday night to watch Sharknado.
Oh my God.
It was. I watched it all the way through. It was a cameo fest. First off, how about this?
That's what it sounded like.
Billy Ray Cyrus was a doctor. I was actually, I was kind of disappointed in one thing, though, when it came to Billy Ray Cyrus. I wanted to see him disrobe and lick a hammerhead shark. Okay? I mean, you know, if you're going to one-up your daughter, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's the movie was absolutely just brilliant, and I don't mean for its acting. I just mean it was brilliant. But there was one part that really got to me, that I was kind of irritated by, that I wanted to see better.
Just one part.
Yeah, just one part. Is Ian Ziering is on top of a car. Right? And this shark jumps over the car. He's got a chainsaw in his hand while he's trying to rally the townspeople. And the shark flips up, so Ziering, you know, pops his chainsaw up and cuts the shark in half, literally. And I'm just sitting there going, why isn't he screaming, America? That's what we needed. That's what we needed was America. This was through some of my friends. Some of their reaction was the loudest reaction I got from all of my friends was early in the movie when Kelly Osbourne got eaten by a shark.
Kelly Osbourne.
Yes, Kelly Osbourne was in this movie. Tara Reid got her hand bitten off.
Oh, did she?
Yes. She got her hand bit off like in the first 10 minutes. But the greatest cameo in this movie came at the beginning of the movie. And I was just freaking thrilled when this happened. You remember the movie Airplane?
Yeah.
Guess who was flying the plane in Sharknado?
The automatic pilot.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Otto. Ted Stryker.
Stryker was flying the plane?
Yes, Ted Stryker flew the airplane in Sharknado. And his greatest line was as the sharks were flying towards the plane. I've flown worse. And there was a great I literally, like the first couple of minutes of it was absolutely awesome. Because Robert Hayes, for those of you who don't know, that's Ted Stryker, Robert Hayes. He's talking to his co-pilot, and they're talking, the first scene you see them is when they're talking about what you normally eat on the plane. And the co-pilot looked over and said, the fish looked tempting. And Robert Hayes just immediately snapped over and goes, always get chicken on the plane. Died of that scene. I originally didn't.
Because in Airplane, wasn't the fish poison?
Yes, the fish was the poison. I was kind of waiting for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar just to make a cameo in this movie. Roger, Roger. What's your Victor Vector? Or what's your Vector Victor? yeah, it was absolutely.
Have you seen the cast list for Sharknado 10?
Yes, I have the cast list for Sharknado. Ready for this? These guys and gals were in Sharknado 2. Obviously Ian Ziering, Tara Reid, Vivica Fox, Mark McGrath, Carrie Wurler, Courtney Baxter, and Dante Palminteri were the main guys. Now, are you ready for the fun ones? The cab driver Ben was Judd Hirsch. For you wrestling fans, the fire chief of New York was Kurt freaking Angle. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, let's see who else was in this. Downtown Julie Brown played a nurse. Yeah, like I said, Billy Ray Cyrus was Dr. Quint. Guess who was head of the police department?
Who?
This is the true definition of irony. Andy Dick.
What?
Yes. Andy Dick played Officer Doyle. Andy Dick as a cop. Yeah. Peppa from Salt and Pepper was in it.
Really?
Yes. How about this? Jared. Yes. Jared from Subway. Doing Subway product placement. He's put on a few pounds, by the way.
I guess he's off the Subway diet.
Yeah, he's cut off the Subway diet. let's see. Who else was in this? How about this? Perez Hilton was in this. Yeah, as an impatient passenger. Doing? The mayor was played by Robert Klein. Now, okay. our beginnings of New York was actually mostly at Citi Field, where the New York Mets played. And one of the main reasons you can tell this was a movie was the fact the Mets were winning, and they hit a home run, for that matter.
Nice.
But Richard Kind was also in the movie, playing Mets legend, fictional legend, Harlan the Blaster McGinnis. And he had a great part where a shark was coming at him. He was still at Citi Field. It just takes a baseball bat and knocks it about 500 feet.
Oh, geez.
Knocks the shark about 500 feet. Yeah. Matt Lauer was in it. And this was literally, I popped big time. When, you know, they kept cutting to Matt Lauer and Al Roker, and they kept doing Today Show cameos, and for the first half of the movie, Matt would refuse to say Sharknado.
Really?
Yes, and we keep going, come on, say it, say it, say it, say it, and then he finally said it, freaking popped. I'm not gonna lie, he popped. How about this, Vinny the Pizza Man? Was played by Biz Markie.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, uh-huh. Biz Markie. was actually in the movie as Vinny the Pizza Guy.
Who came up with this cast list?
Huh?
Who came up with the cast list?
I don't know. I just think the guys at Sci-Fi were just sitting around getting bait, going, this guy would be cool in the movie. Because there's actually more, believe it or not. Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan played themselves. And do you watch that? By the way, do you watch that show?
No.
Live with Regis? Did you watch it when it was Live with Regis and Kathy Lee?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Okay, who's that little snotty little director guy they got?
Oh, what was his name?
I know it starts with an S.
Oh, this is bad.
It's Stedman or something like that.
Oh, no, that's Oprah.
Yeah, it's Oprah's guy. Stedman's just something like that. Anyways, he got eaten.
Did he?
He got eaten. He was trying to calm the crowd down, and all of a sudden a shark just jumped out of nowhere and ate him. And then Michael Strahan sacked the shark.
Oh, my God, really?
Yes. Oh, God, it was great, man. It was great. Some of the people that maybe you might have recognized in the movie that didn't get credit, Will Wheaton was in the movie, too.
Will Wheaton
was in the movie as an airplane passenger. He didn't get any credit for it, though. He's just an extra.
Aww.
Which kind of sucks. I'd love to see Will Wheaton actually be one of the main people the next Sharknado movie. Because you know there's going to be a new Sharknado movie.
Wow.
I got to think about that. Because this was, you know, a few days ago, Z Nation, there it is. There's a reason why I brought that up, too, is because during Sharknado, now, again, I don't, you know, I flip around. I watch sci-fi every once in a while. But there is a new series coming out by the people of Sharknado. And it actually appeared during the... during the Sharknado for a show called Z Nation.
Now what's that?
It is a new zombie television series. And I'm trying to bring this up here because with something without a video.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, the Z Nation on Sci-Fi. It's a 13-episode series that will follow the struggle for humans to survive the post-zombie apocalypse. And you know, as we're recording this on the 2nd of August, the guy, one of the Ebola people, is back in the United States now. At the CDC in Atlanta. Okay. Please don't let the thing blow up. He's going to make a recovery, folks. I think we can make a couple of jokes. All right. Got to be careful with those things, man. I found out the hard way. I shot my mouth off earlier last week. It got me in a little trouble. Anyways, Z Nation will follow the struggles for the humans to survive the post-zombie apocalypse. Yeah, say that three times fast. Produced by The Asylum, which are the people that gave us Sharknado. Z Nation will take viewers where no zombie has gone before, showrunner Carl Schaefer said in a statement. The show adds a sense of hope to the horror of the apocalypse our everyday heroes take to fight the zombies. Instead of picking up immediately after the apocalypse, as most of you know, that's what happened with The Walking Dead, is they picked it up after the apocalypse. The show will focus on what is happening 3 years after the zombie virus hits America. Only one survivor of the plague lives on, but he has to be transported across country to a lab where a sample of his zombie-free blood can hopefully create a vaccine. But, plot twist! What a twist! The survivor has a secret that could be the end of humanity.
Oh, God.
Z Nation is set to premiere this fall, sometime this fall. So I'm guessing Z Nation is probably going to go head-to-head with The Walking Dead.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it. Before we get to the saddest news of the week, And probably the biggest story of the week, at least in my opinion. Now, you've got a little something you wanted to announce a little later on, and I think this has to do with Kickstarter, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Speaking of Kickstarter, actually, you know what? Let's hold off on that news. Let's go ahead and get it out. Well, I don't want to say get it out the way. That sounds really callous. But obviously, the big news of the week, the saddest news of the week, and it really did break my heart when this happened, is probably the greatest makeup artist of all time, Dick Smith, died at the age of 92 this week. And my God, the number of movies that he's, you know. And Dick Smith, he did The Exorcist, which, you know.
And he was also consultant on Exorcist too.
Yeah. And, you know, to really appreciate this guy's genius, you know, he did all of this. He did Taxi Driver. All this was before CGI animation.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, the vomit from The Exorcist, absolutely just outstanding. I don't know what else you can say, really, at this point. I mean, because this is
a legend.
Yeah, this is probably one of the greatest losses to the movie industry ever. I mean, of all actors and actresses and the like.
Well, just for the makeup industry alone.
Oh, absolutely. We wouldn't be anywhere without the likes of Dick Smith. And this, like I said, this to me is the biggest news story of the week. You know, yeah, all the stuff that happened at Comic-Con is great, but this was the biggest, to me, the biggest story of the week, and it should be the biggest story of the week.
I do believe it is.
Yeah. But let's move over to happier things.
Okay.
Now you said you have something to do with a Kickstarter, but I wanted to throw this Kickstarter out too, and I hope this isn't taking your thunder away.
No, go ahead.
Rob Zombie wants to start a crowdfunding. He's going to start it on the site Fanbacked, FANBACKED.com, to make a movie called RZ31. Zombie recently, with his launch of RZ31, a site on fanback.com, a platform that seeks funding to help the metal rocker and director bring his next fast-paced, mean, dirty film for those who like it rough to the big screen. Zombie this week was told that in crowdfunding, I'm crowdfunding because I realize, yes, I do know how to read, people. because I realize that that's an incredible opportunity to engage with the fans. Zombie said in a video on the site that they've always wanted, you know, they always have been the most important thing for me, because with metal and horror, the fans just aren't fans. It's their life, their lifestyle. They live and breathe it, as I do, as any way you could bring the people that are as passionate about it as you are into the process. It's a win-win for everybody. In addition to offering the typical movie swag, like keychains and stickers, which you can get for $15, Zombie is upping the rewards. He will give away crew t-shirts at the $50 level. See, I should be reading this in an NPR voice.
You should.
Yeah, so let me try that again. Keychains and stickers at the $15 level. You get the crew t-shirt at the $50 level. If you want your name in the credits, you'll donate. That will be at the $750 level. A chance to be an extra will be at the $5,000 level. And if you really have a thing for clowns and murder, you can always shell out $10,000 and you get an executive producer credit. So donate now.
Wow.
Actually, please donate to this. This sounds awesome. Okay.
I got an email about it.
What was that?
I got an email about this.
Oh, really?
Because I'm signed up at the Rob Zombie website.
Oh, nice. Just a few more things. Here, at the $1,500 level, you can get a hold of one of the crosses from the House of 1,000 Corpses. At the $2,000 level, it will get you one of the original Michael Myers masks from Halloween. Which, according to Zombie, there's only 50 in existence. You have 59 days, probably, well, less than that now. You have less than 59 days. Just go ahead, throw money, write a blank check, people, please. Donate to this, because this world, and I'm not being sarcastic. I just want to let everybody know that. I'm not being sarcastic. This world does not have enough Killer Clowns movies. All right, it doesn't. It doesn't. And when Rob Zombie makes a Killer Clown movie, you know it's good.
Oh, it will be good.
Yes. Let's see what we got here. The Opponents, cue creepy psycho-like music. Okay, here we go. Let me go back here. This is from RZ31. 31 has no rules. 31 has no boundaries. It is ever so simple. Do what you can to kill your opponent before they kill you. So basically, Rob Zombie's bringing Smash TV to the big screen. Keep this up for 12.
I've got the synopsis.
Huh?
I've got the synopsis here.
Oh, yes. Keep this up for 12 hours and your freedom is yours. I'm guessing this is... You know what this kind of reminds me of? Remember The Running Man?
Okay.
It does. Doesn't it kind of remind you of The Running Man?
It sounds like it.
Yeah, because, you know, you in The Running Man, you go through all these levels, and your main goal is to not get killed.
Yeah.
Basically. Richard Dawson was absolutely awesome in it. just thought I'd throw that out there. The Opponents are a group of vile, filthy, bloodthirsty clowns known as the Heads. They come in all shapes and sizes, and each grows nastier than the last. So basically, it looks like a video game, which is awesome. All right, I don't give a damn.
It's a murder game.
Yes, I don't give a damn. This looks awesome. Okay, so there you go.
And Rob Zombie's doing it.
Rob Zombie is doing it. That's all you need to know. Give
money
freely. You know what? Give more than once. Give early, give often, please. We beg you. We fully endorse this thing, by the way. Okay. Now, on to your big news about your Kickstarter announcement.
Okay, this is a project called 10 Seconds to Run.
Okay.
They're doing also a fan-backed project. They're down to 23 days. They're trying to get $50,000. And they're up to $10,000. Okay. And they have some really cute backing. Like, you can just become a backer and get your name on the credit. You can get a DVD, signed script, and things like that. You can also be in the movie, but for a lot less than Rob Zombie's doing.
Yeah, well, I would hope so. It didn't say, but you know, it didn't say how much Rob Zombie's trying to raise, though.
Oh, it didn't.
No. Which kind of bothers
me.
I'm thinking it's a hell of a lot more than $50,000.
Yeah.
just want to throw that out there. But no, this sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like another stuck out in the boonies with a redneck and they're trying to kill you.
Ooh, Deliverance type?
Something like that.
Shit, Dundee,
they made it
more
into a game.
What was that?
But they made it into a game.
Oh, Lord. There we go. Yeah, I'm loving these. I'm loving these. These are the kinds of movies I like to support.
And I gave $20 to this.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
So, what's next?
Awkward silence going on through there. Yeah, so I guess it's our turn to be... Ranty Pants, because that was really all the news, and yeah, it took 43 minutes.
Oh.
We
could also do real quick about the new October for Supernatural Vampire Diaries original.
Absolutely. This, I believe, is supposed to be the last season for Supernatural.
Yeah.
Allegedly. But, I don't know, because now that the Supernatural project's been put on hold.
Well, there's still a lot they can do with just the brothers.
Yeah. I said this on the last podcast, and I still stand by this. Crowley needs his own show.
Yeah.
All right, if we don't get anything else out of Supernatural, let Crowley have his own show.
Absolutely.
Like we said last season. Oh no, go ahead.
Supernatural October 7th.
Yeah, October 7th. There you go.
And it's all about Demon Dean.
That's right, because Dean. For those of you who don't know, has the mark of Cain now. Which has demonized him. Obviously, it would demonize him because, that's what the mark of Cain does. There was no other. That's when you open your mouth and words come out before you actually realize what words are coming out of your mouth. And then you realize, oh man, there is nowhere to go. Now you sound like an idiot and you can't back it up with anything, so there's an awkward silence there. Great. Oh goodness. So where are we at now?
Okay. Vampire Diaries, October 2nd.
October 2nd, okay.
And it's mostly about after Damon is gone. And we're checking to see if Bonnie comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And the originals is October.
Yes.
And it's all about Haley transitioning to a hybrid.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, because now she's more bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
And she's out to get the werewolves.
Everybody's out to get the bleeding werewolves.
Well, she's half werewolf now.
I know, but I mean, it's like, why do the werewolves have to be the bad guys and everything? Not fair, man. Werewolf justice, baby.
And then I started Hemlock Grove.
Oh, finally, you start Hemlock Grove.
Hemlock Grove.
And I still haven't sat down and watched season two yet.
Okay, I'm just on season 1.
Okay. Well, I have a life,
really,
people.
Scared.
You're really scared.
No, it's really weird.
Oh, well, that too. It's really weird. Of course it's weird. It's supposed to be weird. Weird.
Eli Roth is doing.
What?
Eli Roth is doing.
Yes. So there you go. It's supposed to be weird. There. See, what? My point. Right there.
But I mean, it's really like fragmented.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be.
Okay.
That's as far as I'm going. Because I can't do any spoilers.
Yeah, don't.
That is one thing. That's one thing we vow not to do on this podcast is spoilers.
We try not to.
Yeah. Which is why we now record podcasts on Saturdays when all the shows are done and for the week and all the next week shows are about to start. So there you go. That's that. Now where do you want to go from here? We haven't done our classic movie of the week yet, have we?
No, we haven't. I don't know if you've watched this.
Lay it on me.
1922 Nosferatu.
Oh. Oh. If you have not seen this movie, you've never seen a horror movie.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this
is where all the Dracula movies come from.
Yes. And it's the closest to the book.
Yes.
I mean, there was one, 1935, was it? That... was actually pretty close to the book, but it wasn't as close as Nosferatu was.
Right. That's right.
For those of you who've never seen the movie, you've probably noticed that Nosferatu has made a cameo appearance in SpongeBob SquarePants. As the guy who turns the lights on and off during the creepy Krabby Patty episode. That's probably where most of you who've never seen the movie Nosferatu would know him in pop culture. But no.
Well, I found this really interesting. The color of the film changed.
Really?
Like, there was yellow for daylight.
Yes, there was.
And blue for night.
And blue night, yeah. Which, you know, which is interesting because a lot of people don't know this, but all those black and white films, you know, the sets never were black and white.
No.
Because black and white in black and white doesn't translate.
No.
And believe it or not, folks, before the advent of color, the world was actually still in color. it wasn't just in black and white. So we didn't have the technology back then.
And talking movies didn't happen until like 1930.
Yeah, yeah. Talkies didn't happen until the 1930s. So, which put a lot of actors out of work because I mean, they were good actors, but they just didn't sound right.
But it was so beautiful and the costumes and the sets and everything was just amazing.
Absolutely. No, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, it is still the, I don't believe in perfection, but it is the closest movie to perfection that we have.
Definitely.
So, yes, Nosferatu is definitely a movie. It is a requirement that you watch that movie. I mean, seriously. I hate doing this. I hate being that guy. But you're not really a horror fan if you've never seen it.
Oh boy.
You're just not. Okay? So, yeah, I know. I went there. I was that guy.
You go be that guy.
I shall be that guy. I will wear it like the scarlet letter today.
With a giant M.
Yep, with a giant M. Actually, with a giant A. And the A doesn't stand for adultery. Oh, boy. Probably an H right behind it. Because I know there were a few people out there that just mumbled the word.
Yeah.
Oh, so what else we got? I mean, do we have anything else going on, or do we need to end this thing?
No, I think we covered it all.
Have we covered it all? Just about 8 minutes.
There soon will be music.
There will be music soon, yes. And
so far, I've got four bands that agree.
Absolutely, and as soon as we can get everything all straightened out, we want to make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. To keep us out of trouble, but to, you know, we want to make sure, you know, we give them what we promised them, and you know, and we always say this: if you're an unsigned band, we can't promise you a video on MTV. We'll never promise you that. Yeah. We can't even promise you how many people listen to this podcast because it is a growing podcast. But if you're an unsigned band, you want your music played, emztradio.gmail.com. We will. Did I just say .gmail.com?
Good yeah, Lord. You did.
Can you tell I'm distracted by soccer? emztradio@gmail.com.
There you go.
If you want to get in touch with us, you know. Let's just make sure. Yeah, we will do what we can. I mean, we'll play your music on the air. We'll feature your music. This podcast will shortly go up to about an hour and a half, 2 hours. That's the original plan. We want to, like I said, we want to throw in music as well, and it's not just going to be, you know, hot gas all the time. Two people droning on and on and on. Although we do a pretty good job of that. I mean, hell, we've gone almost an hour just talking horror. If you're an author, you want to promote your book. We read. We're literate.
We do read.
We will read your book. We don't. You know what? You don't even have to give it to us for free. All right. I'll be honest with you. Okay. Just, I'll pay $5. I'll pay for the shipping.
Or if I can get you know, it on Kindle.
Absolutely. And although you know what though, I know we're wrapping up the show, but I want to get into that because I like Kindle. I have a Kindle app for my phone. And I know there's only some, I know some books you can only get on Kindle, but I still like that feel of the book in the hand, the actual having to turn the pages, the smell of the book. I still like the smell of the book. Can I say?
Oh, yeah.
And I have like all my books I've read cover to cover at least 6 times. I mean, you know, there are days where I just don't even want to be on the computer. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to read.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, like I said, if you're an author, you hell, we'll interview you.
Definitely.
We'll ask you about your book. I'll pay for the shipping for it to come to my house. If that's what you want to do. So definitely get in touch with us, emztradio@gmail.com. Same thing if you're a director. And you want to promote, you're an indie director, you want to promote your horror movies.
We will do that.
We will help you. We will definitely help you. We'll do what we can to help you out, make you sound good. Don't worry, we're not one of those gotcha type people. We're not going to ask you, well, I read somewhere you had an affair in 1978.
No.
We won't talk about that. We want to talk about your movie because that's what we're passionate about. And that's what we're interested in. And I'm pretty sure we've put everybody to sleep on this. I really believe that at this point. Then, you know, there's people probably you're like, oh my God, shut up.
I even have plans for our Halloween show.
We do.
We have a storyteller.
Oh.
But he doesn't have Skype, so I got to figure something else out.
Okay. Well, you have an audio recorder. We'll talk about that off the air. we don't want to let everybody in on everything. I mean, there are some people out there that like the inside baseball stuff, but but we'll leave that for an off the air discussion. you got anything else you want to throw out this week, or you want to just say toodaloo?
Yeah, I think we covered everything.
I think we did. I think we covered everything. Well, we hope you enjoyed our Comic-Con show because 98% of this show is dedicated to crap that went on at Comic-Con.
Definitely.
So anyways.
And we need to go.
Yeah, we do. We do need
to
go.
Hey, let's start a Kickstarter.
We should. You know what? We should have our own Kickstarter.
Yeah.
We will.
So we can
go
traveling.
Yeah, well, we will. It's called PayPal.
PayPal.
Yeah, we'll have our own Kickstarter. It's called PayPal. That's okay. Gonna get. Seriously, I've been off the ball because I've been. I do want to apologize for not having a podcast last couple weeks. I have been moving and getting used to a new place. There's a long story behind that. So, anyways, I guess that's it. That's the show, man. This show, man.
Hey, I was going to say thank you for another episode.
Absolutely.
Of EMZT Radio.
Absolutely. And if anybody complains this week, this is the last week you will have that microphone because your new microphone's coming in rather soon.
Hopefully soon. They just shipped it.
Yeah. So anybody who, you know, please don't email us on that. We know we are working to fix that. Because we did have a few people. The last time we did that, actually say, you know, hey, y'all don't have the microphones right. Yeah, we know that. We're trying to figure everything out, folks. This is a new podcast. Trust me.
It's a work in progress.
We will have it fixed. Anyways, Boehner, I think that'll do it. Let's get out of here.
All right. And stay tuned for another episode of EMP Radio.
Now I'm feeling zombified.
Watch out for those weirdos.
We are the weirdos, mister.
They look like psychos. Is that what they look like? They were vampires. Psychos do not explode when sunlight hits them. I don't give a fuck how crazy they are.
Anybody else wonder who the hell opened that door?
Those people back there, they wasn't normal. Normal folks, they don't spit out bullets when you shoot them.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubble gum.
When a man's jawbone drops off, it's time to reassess the situation.
Father.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Everybody dies, but us, we gonna carry on and plan the sequel, because let's face it, baby, these days, you gotta have a sequel.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.